We'll spend most of our time in the Old Testament this morning, and if you'll turn to Genesis 12, that's where we'll start. This will probably not be very long, but it will be very important. Pay attention. Chapter 12 of Genesis is where God calls Abraham. God calls Abraham in this 12th chapter of Genesis, and you could say that this would be the beginnings of the kingdom of God. You'll see that more clearly as we get involved into it. The previous chapter, chapter 11, is the beginning of the kingdom of Babylon. It seems that Satan is able to foresee what God is going to do, and he will bring something in advance that's false but will look like the true thing that God is going to bring forth. So you see in chapter 11, the whole earth was of one language, of one speech. Came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick. When it speaks of spiritual things, it speaks of stones. So they're going to make brick for stone and slime for mortar. And they say, let's build us a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. They want to reach into heaven, and so they're building a tower and a city. Same thing God's doing now. So that's a type of Satan building a kingdom that precedes the kingdom of God. And all the way through the scriptures, you'll find that the false always precedes the true. That's just like when Esau and Jacob was born, Esau came out first. He was the false, Jacob the true. All right, chapter 12. Now the Lord, had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. So he's to leave everything and go to a land that the Lord will show him. And I think right here in the beginning, I would not be surprised that Abraham already knew it was going to be something more than just the land of Canaan. Because we find that all through Abraham's life, he never built a house. He always lived in a tent. And when you get to Hebrews chapter 11, you see where he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Canaan did not satisfy him. But anyway, I will make of thee a great nation. That's in verse 2. I will make of thee a great nation. Now the interesting thing here is the Hebrew word for nation is G-O-Y, goy. And it means a Gentile nation. So right here from the beginning you see that God is interested in the Gentiles. Because he's going to make a Gentile nation. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curses thee, and catch this next line. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Not just Israel, but all families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed. He gets the word and immediately he moves on it. And that's what we need to do. When we get a word from God, immediately move on it. And the three of you got words from God this morning. Put them into motion. Act on them. They're not any good unless you use them. Move in them. Right? Alright. Where do we want to go next? 17? Chapter 17. God made some tremendous blessings and promises to Abram. At the end of verse 1 we'll read, when Abram was 90 years old and 9. Now that's a long time to wait for a word from God, isn't it?
Amen.
So we shouldn't feel too bad, us old folks. We didn't have to wait that long. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I am the Almighty God. And that's what he's speaking to us. Do we know him as the Almighty God? Then walk before him and be perfect. Now when the Lord says be perfect, He is not telling you to find a way to be perfect. What He's doing is, I'm making you perfect. Be perfect. I'm speaking the word to you. Be perfect. Be the man of God. Be the woman of God that I've called you to be. Verse 2, I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, ask of me, behold, my covenant is with you. And again he repeats, thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. He keeps repeating that. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. Now, and thy seed, that's important. You want to remember that. My covenant will be made between you and your seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Alright, chapter 22, I believe is where I want to go next. Verse 17, in blessing I will bless thee. This is God speaking. In blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven. Now as we're going through these prophetic promises that God is making to Abraham, I want you to remember that He's saying, and your seed. And at no time does He say seeds, plural, but it's always seed, singular. Okay? I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now his seed will be his son. Okay? Now turn to Matthew chapter 1, and we'll see who the seed of Abraham is. Very first verse. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham. He is the seed of Abraham. So each time that he said, made that promise and said, and your seed, talking about Christ, and I shall multiply your seed. You see, he's talking about Christ. Now, turn to Galatians. Now, I might go back over those ones in Genesis, because after we read this, I think they'll open up even more. Verse 16, chapter 3, Galatians. This is Paul speaking. Now to Abraham and his seed, see, and his seed, were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. In other words, the promises do not come down upon Israel, but they come down upon the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, and it should make the promise of none effect. So we see there that the seed of Abraham and the promises were made, came down upon Christ. Verse 29, the last verse in the chapter. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now understand this. All the promises and the covenants that God made with Abraham came down upon his seed, which is Christ. And then that seed is to be multiplied. Well, what is that saying? The many-bodied member of Christ, yes. So it comes down upon Christ, and just explodes into many sons of God, the many-membered body of Christ. All those promises God made unto Abraham come down upon us through Christ. Now, I want to go back and just read some of these again, because I think they will be amplified for us. Genesis 12, going back to the beginning. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Who is that great nation that he's going to make? It's the body of Christ. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. And thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. How is it in Abraham that all of the families of the earth are blessed? Because those promises light down on Christ, and then out of Christ come forth the many-membered body of Christ. Chapter 17. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Do you suddenly get this thing of when God speaks to Abraham like this, he's not just speaking to Abraham, but he's speaking to that which comes out of Abraham, which is ultimately the Lord Jesus Christ and the many-membered body of Christ. These words that are spoken to us, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. I make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Who is multiplied? The body of Christ. In verse 4, my covenant is with you. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. Many nations. Every nation on the face of this earth is going to come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And in verse 6, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. There again, that's going to be the body of Christ. I will make nations of thee. The body of Christ is going to be involved in nations. Kings will come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and your seed after you, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant. Their generations, going to be many people involved. This is not going to be a little movement, folks. It's just little right here. 22, we're winding up here. Verse 17, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thee. I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. All the enemies of the body of Christ will be brought down. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Really, we don't realize the ramifications of us just obeying the voice of the Lord. But you say, what can we do here with five people? Well, we can obey the voice of the Lord. Abraham was only one. Many people will be reached out of it. Thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. The body of Christ is becoming something.